This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And it's Thursday. That means we're hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. You can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A fantastic website. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can learn a little bit more about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are an employer as well at Klaus Financial. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you just scroll down a bit to the bottom of the page, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. Right there, you can sign up. You can not only get a quick snapshot of what's going on in the markets, you also get a link to the most recent podcast. And of course, you can go back and listen to the previous show's podcast from that link as well. It's a really cool feature at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation with Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And we are joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Really good, CJ. Great to talk with you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. So excited. It's another Thursday.
It is another Thursday, and it's spring is coming up too. So I think we're all getting a little antsy to enjoy a little bit more, a little more of that fresh air and some other great stuff. We've got a fantastic conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about some of the mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning. A couple of things to keep in mind, of course, as we talked this morning, I mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. Not only do you want to hold on to that telephone number, if you want to have that, that complimentary appointment with Klaus Financial, also you want to hold on to it because each and every week do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and this week is no exception. This week got a chance to win a $25 gift card for Barnes & Noble. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. A little pro tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. So just keep listening as you always do, and we'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the show. Before we start the conversation about those mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning, let's take a look back at last week's show, and not only get the question, but get the answer as well to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week.
Yes, so shout out to all our listeners. We had quite a few last week who called in to answer this question. What percentage of Americans use a regular savings account for their retirement savings? Is it 25% or 46%? And so congratulations to our winner last week who correctly answered. An estimated 46% of U.S. workers use a regular savings account to put away money for their future retirement. Not necessarily what we were suggesting, but that was the correct answer. So again, shout out, congratulations to our winner.
And a really good conversation we had last week, very timely as well. Again, you can check that out at klausfinancial.com. You can listen to the podcast there. And again, of course, this week's will go up as well as all the previous shows up at klausfinancial.com. So we are going to be talking about the top 10 mistakes people make with their retirement planning. Let's get started on those.
Let's do it. So I guess as we talk here today, we're not living in a bubble. We're aware of what's happening as it relates to COVID-19. We're aware of what's happening as it relates to fears people have for their employment, their future income, meeting their bills. These are real significant concerns, and we just want to say right as we get the show started, we empathize. These are scary times. And yet, in the midst of all of this, it really points out, we believe, the importance of building a financial plan. Often, when you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Again, often when you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And so the idea of this is, if you don't have a financial plan and something like this occurs, it can really kind of make you feel bewildered because you never knew where you were really going in the first place. Whereas when you have a financial plan and scary times come, you go back to that plan and you say, what's changed? In many circumstances, you come to find out you should probably just stay the course. But what we're going to talk about is some of the mistakes that people make in building those financial plans. So mistake number one is staying too aggressive in your portfolio. Man, this one hits home, and I certainly hope there's nobody listening right now that this feels like salt on your wounds, because that's certainly not our intention. But what we mean by this is if you are getting close to retirement, think a year, 2 years from retirement, and you've stayed too aggressive, what that can look like is a significant drawdown in your portfolio right before you want to retire. And that can make it very difficult to retire. Now, obviously, this is a personal decision. It's based upon your own risk tolerance, how large your portfolio is, how dependent you are upon that portfolio, on and on. So it's not the same for every person getting close to retirement. But the general concept is as you get near, and think of near as within 5 years of retirement, you really want to make sure that you start backing off that risk so that you don't see a steep decline right before you want to retire. Mistake number two is not fully evaluating your pension options. So as you build your financial plan and prepare for the future, some of you are fortunate enough to work for the state or for the government where you have a pension. Some private employers even still have pensions. A pension is what's known as a defined benefit plan, whereas a 401k or a 403b is known as a defined contribution plan. If you have a defined benefit plan, first off, count your blessings. There's not many of them remaining, and it's a huge benefit. However, you have options. Many of you may not have even seen this. If you're part of the employee trust fund system, you may just get a statement that kind of shows a few numbers on it, and you assume that's going to be the only option. But then when you go to retire and you get that final distribution paperwork, it gives you many options, and you're not prepared to evaluate those. Those many options can be things like single life pension payment, joint and survivor pension payments, or some pension payments. And suddenly all of these options come, you know, they get thrown at you, and you just pick one and move on. So our encouragement would be slow down, talk to a professional that you trust, and evaluate what pension option would be best for you based upon your health and family situation. And mistake number three is not looking at Social Security income figures properly. So remember, typically the earliest you can draw is age 62, unless you're a widow or a widower. They can draw a little bit earlier at age 60. But for most Americans, the earliest you can draw is at 62. Your full retirement age, where you don't get reduced benefits, is around 66 or 67 for most Americans. And then finally, when delayed retirement credits end is at age 70. So somewhere in that window between 62 and 70 is when most people should be drawing their Social Security benefits. But many of you don't take the time to actually evaluate when. And so unfortunately, you just default. The default is, I don't want to work anymore, so I'm just going to retire and pull my Social Security. We would really encourage you, again, to sit down with a professional, do some present value calculations to figure out what is best for you based upon your family, your needs, and your health conditions.
Really good advice, really good information. Of course, talking about the top 10 mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation with Kloss Financial. Again, it is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. A lot of great information as well online at klossfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. We will talk about one of the questions you need to think about when it comes to retirement planning, which is healthcare insurance. We'll find out from CJ and Malia some guidance on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com, a fantastic resource with some great information about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter online. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about the mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning. And healthcare, obviously a big consideration, a big thing to keep in mind and when it comes to planning for retirement. So let's talk about the costs of coverage for health insurance. I've got to assume it's got to be a biggie to be looking at.
It really is, and what we've seen, though, believe it or not, because we've been around for many years dealing with this situation for clients, we have had clients walk in the door, tell us that they have retired, and they no longer have health insurance, and now what should they do? Believe it or not, that those situations have occurred. We've also had people say, well, I know I'm not going to have health insurance, but I'm a healthy person and I'll be fine for the next year and I'm just going to risk it. Now, most of us would say, are you crazy? We would never, ever suggest that for any of our listeners or clients. But some people don't take the time, as CJ mentioned, as far as really taking a look at the whole spectrum of things that are going to change. So if you're heading into retirement, certainly you want to look at all your options. If you are not yet age 65, which is when Medicare actually kicks in, and we talk about that on the show quite a bit. So covering that health insurance gap between retirement, so let's say you decided to retire at 62 or 63, and Medicare doesn't come into effect for you, health insurance provided by the government, till age 65. So we're going to creatively look at how can we cover that gap for you. Does that mean your spouse has health insurance that's going to be able to carry you? Perhaps you have some VA health benefits that could help. Or are we going to be looking at the Affordable Care Act for you? Average monthly amount for the Affordable Care Act is going to run an individual well over $400 without a subsidy involved. So these are real numbers that have to be considered. Probably the easiest and most ideal situation for a majority of our listeners is we look at the COBRA, depending on the size of the company they might be working for, a COBRA coverage, which basically allows you to continue your regular health insurance coverage from your employer, but you now have to pay the entire premium. And those costs can be prohibitive. But that gives you 18 months. So if I had to be a perfect planner, I would say if you could hang in there till 63 and a half, and you do have COBRA coverage offered through your employer, that might be something to consider if it's affordable, to give you that gap coverage, so to speak, from 63 and a half to 65. We do see COBRA can last as long as 29 months, depending on your circumstances. It could cover you a little longer. So that is probably one of the biggest things you're going to hear from us as planners, is make sure you've got your health insurance considered and covered. A couple other mistakes we see is that people have a tendency to draw too many dollars out of their portfolio. So we talk about this many times as far as what's a sustainable withdrawal rate. And the common number we often hear spouted is about 4 to 5%. But again, it depends. Your Social Security income, your pension income, perhaps part-time working income, all of that can play into how much you actually need to sustain your life. So last year we saw great stock returns or great market returns. And so let's say your portfolio last year returned 18%. Would it have made sense for you to pull out 18%, especially when we see what's happening so far this year? So again, looking at your needs, what's sustainable each and every year, and that's really the number we're looking for. And then finally, again, reiterated, trying to time the market to make up for lost years. So as CJ mentioned, we try to turn down the risk in those last 5 years as we're getting closer to retirement. But getting out of the market, out of a downturn, is never a good idea, or trying to be too risk and aggressive, accept too much risk those last 5 years because you're making up for that loss, those lost years when you couldn't put away money. Again, the end result is not usually favorable. So we would definitely say, Do not try to time the market, because we want you to be able to retire when you plan to retire.
Putting things into perspective this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Telephone number, 442-5637. You can find them online as well, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial up online. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the show at KLOSFinancial.com. As a matter of fact, we will do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do the KLOS Quiz Question of the Week and wrap up our conversation about the mistakes people are making sometimes when it comes to retirement planning. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with KLOS Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLOS Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ KLOS and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from KLOS Financial, the website, KLOSFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that first get-to-know-you conversation at KLOS Financial. And if you ever have any questions for the folks at KLOS, you can always give them a call as well. They are a great resource. They love answering questions, love talking with folks. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about the top 10 mistakes people often make with retirement planning. Let's talk about some of those other areas that that people need to be thinking about and maybe avoiding when it comes to retirement planning.
Yeah, so mistake number 7 is buying and owning too much of your own company stock. Now, this can happen in a couple of different ways. Sometimes people will be executives of organizations and get what are called restricted stock units or stock options that will put them in a position of almost being forced to have too much of the stock, which is not a bad thing. That can be a good thing. But the goal should be to try to diversify out of any singular stock. This even goes for both Malia and I on the phone here today. Her and I are both owners of KLOS Financial, meaning hopefully we have stock inside of the business that grows. But besides that, we try to diversify into 401ks and other investments, just like we're encouraging all of you. And so as it comes to owning too much in your company stock, sometimes your employer will match your 401k contributions into your company stock within your 401k. And so you need to log in occasionally every couple of years to make sure that you're not getting overly exposed to that one company stock by reallocating. You could diversify more. Another way is what's known as an employee stock purchase plan. Often, larger organizations that have publicly traded stock will offer what's called an employee stock purchase plan, where you can purchase the stock at a 10 to 15% discount from the listed price up to a certain maximum per year. And while these programs are good, you just have to be careful with them because, again, before you know it, you can blink and 5-10 years down the road, 30, 40, 50% of your total investment portfolio is inside of one company stock. This, of course, doesn't seem like a big deal until we have moments like we have today. We have stocks right now that people said are just could never lose and are right now down 40, 50, 60, 70% because of some crazy unknown virus situation that swept the world. And so, again, try not to put salt on people's wounds here, but this is the reason why we preach that diversification. Mistake number 8 is not being tax-wise in retirement. So one of them would be paying off your mortgage, which we love, by the way. We want you to be debt-free as you head into retirement. But often people don't think about the tax implications. So they say, hey, good news, I'm coming to meet with you to get ready for retirement, and I just became debt-free. And Malia and I go, awesome, high fives. And they go, yeah, and it only took me a $200,000 IRA distribution to do it. And we go, what? What did you say? Yeah, I only had to take out $200,000 for my pre-tax IRA to pay off my mortgage. So what we're getting at here is if you do that, you are going to be paying income taxes on all of that IRA distribution in 1 year, which can create all kinds of other tax issues, not to mention what are called IRMA limitations, income-related Medicare adjustments, where you could be paying significantly more for your Medicare benefits just due to your income being too high. So be cautious. We want you to do all of these right things, like paying down your debt, but doing it in the right order at the right time to make sure you're not getting hurt in another way. And honestly, you all, I wish it wasn't this complex. I really wish more of you could just do this on your own and not have to seek out professional guidance. But as you can see, there's so many components to kind of following these rules, that at some point you're going to want to speak to your accountant, hire a financial advisor, do something just to make sure you're not stepping on a landmine. Mistake number 9 is underestimating the cost and the length of retirement. This is important. Quite often people will say, hey, my grandfather and father didn't live past 75, so I'm just going to spend all of my money assuming I'm going to die at the same age. And then unfortunately, or fortunately, they don't. They're 75 and still healthy, and now they're running out of money. So you really want to look at, what are my income sources, how much do I have in my portfolio, and how can I try to make sure that this lasts me as long as possible. And then finally, mistake number 10 is not staying active or socially or mentally or physically engaged. Listen, this right now hits everybody in the globe because we're being told to social distance, which, by the way, our humble opinion is you should. You should be loving your neighbor by social distancing right now. We should be listening to the authorities as they give us that guidance. And yet, here's the key point. That doesn't mean stop socializing. That doesn't mean stop exercising your brain. That doesn't mean sleep in and don't perform any critical functions. It just means do it in a social distancing format. So this is critical when you get into retirement. You need to remain mentally and physically and socially engaged, because the retirees that we really see fail are those who think retirement is just sitting on the couch watching the grass grow. Your physical body will deteriorate rapidly if you do that.
Really good insight there, and definitely great guidance. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Kimberly writes in. She says, I'm 44, a single mom with the only income, and with my debt being my only debt being my mortgage. Currently, I'm sitting with an interest rate of 3.1%. Would it make sense to take a withdrawal, take a loan from my 401k to pay it down? I really want to reduce my debt as soon as possible. What's your guidance on that one?
Well, so first, thanks, Kimberly. That's a great question. And again, we applaud you for trying to reduce your debt. Always a good thing. So to answer this question perfectly, we obviously would need to hear a little more about your situation. But generally, we would say that borrowing from your own 401k is usually the last resort, especially when you have a really decent interest rate like you do for your mortgage. So using a 401k loan to pay off high interest debt like credit cards could reduce the amount you pay in interest to lenders, but that really isn't your situation. You actually have a very good interest rate. Yes, you're starting to hear that mortgage rates may come down slightly, and you can always look at in the future refinancing. But again, we'd have to hear more about your situation. But what we do find is people sometimes get in this habit of borrowing from their 401k for vacations and things like that, or they use it for an emergency fund. So we don't want our listeners developing bad habits like that. And I know that's not what you're suggesting, Kimberly, but appreciate the fact you're trying to pay off your debt. Good job there. We would just rather you look to other avenues, pay off your debt according to what you currently have. Makes sense to us.
Really
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Really good questions. Don't forget, you can submit those online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the earliest age you can draw Social Security for retirement benefits? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next with Advocate MD, 1310 WIBA News Times, 838.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.